And speaking of As the Worm Turns, we have Lance, the Intrepid Gardener, on the line, and I'm going to pull up the mic here. And how are you, Lance?
Good.
It's so nice to talk to you. I've been out of turning worms with you for a while.
Yeah, I was surprised when they said, oh, Sally's going to be on.
Yeah. Well, I love free range, and I love listening to your tidbits and nuggets about gardening. Even more, I love to eat the food that you grow.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, and I want to apologize. I was meaning to call you last night and kind of throw a topic out there. So I'm going to throw it out now, but then let you launch into what you had in mind, and you can be in the back of your mind thinking of it. And that is talking about tilling soil versus the layering of layers of mulch to build soil. And it seems like there's a couple camps around that. And I thought maybe we could wrap up today with a little talk about that. But first, what's happening?
Well, everything's frozen.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, so what I was thinking of is, and this just hit me last week after I did, you know, sometimes I don't have any ideas what I'm going to do. And this one is like, well, we're getting seed catalogs in the mail.
Yes.
And just things to look for, at least what I look for, if I'm going to buy something. I really don't have to buy too much. But what I'm mainly doing is I'm looking for new varieties just to play with and see if I like them or not. And the first thing I look for, if anything says F1 hybrid or hybrid, I do not buy it because I want to be able to reproduce it from seed.
F1, is that what you said? What does it stand for?
I think it stands for first generation. In other words, there's two parents, two different varieties got crossed, and they got this. And if you try to grow that out from seed, you may not get what the hybrid was. You might get a mix of the parents. You might get one parent. You might not get anything.
Man, sounds like humans.
Yeah. But anyway, so the first thing, if it says F1 hybrid or any hybrid, I don't even read the description.
What about freshness of seeds, Lance?
Well, the seed catalogs are doing seed testing, germination testing, excuse me, and they have to. It's by law that they have to have. And most of them will say 95% germination rate, something like that. I've seen sometimes where the package said like 80, even 75, they gave you more seed for the price, same price. So I have seen that. But usually they're all supposedly tested for germination rates.
But if you're not using a seed catalog and you're buying it from a store, and that store might be like putting last year's stock up front, you know, does that happen? Is that?
That's especially where there's bulk seed that happens. And instead of seed packages, seed packages have to say germination tested for 12-13 or 12-14 is the upcoming year. But if it's bulk, they might keep it for 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. And then your germination rate goes down. There's some seed that is, the germination rate deteriorates rapidly. Parsnips are like one of them, and maybe 2 years. Beans, your larger seeds might last 5 to 10 years. I have, at the same time, my own personal seed that I grew myself, I have carrot seed that are 10 years old, and they germinate just fine.
Yeah.
So it's lettuce seed might not last too long.
So in general, you want to look for that F1 stamp and avoid that.
Well, that's only if you want to save seed.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that looks good and goes with what you want, the problem is you have to buy it every year.
Right.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, Monsanto loves that.
Yeah. So, anyways, but that's what that is.
Okay.
And the other thing is the other thing I was looking for was especially the warm season crops, you know, your squash, your tomatoes, your beans, corn, stuff like that. Anything over 100 days, you're pushing your luck, you know.
In terms of growing season?
Growing season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will say on there, matures in 100 days,
mm-hmm.
you know, 110, boy, that's really pushing it.
Well, what if you have a cold frame and you're able to slap something up in the fall to extend?
You can do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you but could, but if you don't have that for, you know. And I live at 7,000 in Crawford, and I figure it's about 90 days.
Uh-huh.
And that seems to be, you know, after so many years of just, you know, windows full of green tomatoes in the fall, it's like, just drive to Delta and buy some damn tomatoes.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, what do you have to say about tilling versus... I mean, it's just, I don't mean to set it up as a, you know, I mean, there's a continuum, obviously, but.
Yeah. And the layering, well, what it goes to, when you're tilling, there's a couple things going on. Normally, what seems to be happening is we're tilling at the same depth every year. And what that does is create a hard pan, because the smaller particles of soil go down, and the larger particles come up, and it makes this very thick layer of hard pan that's water and roots and stuff can't go through. And then what happens is like heavy salts can build up above that hard pan, and then you got salty soil. And that's one thing. Another one is you're turning the soilite that's actually in the soil. It's actually the specific layers in the soil. And if you turn it too deep, it dies and you lose your soil life. And that's the other thing. You're mixing it all up. And so those are the things you're looking at.
Okay. So what do you do? Combination and deep tilling? Or?
Yeah, I do. The latest thing that people are really doing is broad forks. So I started using a broad fork, which is these take a spading fork, only it's, say, 2 feet. So some are 3 feet wide, and they have anywhere from 5 to 7 tines on it that are anywhere from 10 to 14 inches long. And you just push that into the ground as best you can and just lean back. Mm. But you don't turn the soil.
Mm. So you're aerating, basically.
You're aerating, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And you would put the compost down first and then do that.
Okay. And all you goofy gardeners out there, don't be trying to do that today.
No. You'll bend your fork.
Just go salivate over seed catalogs.
Yeah. And then the other thing I do is I actually hand turn the garden, and it's only about 6 inches at best.
Mm-hmm.
And if I till, all I'm doing is mixing compost into the ground. I'm not tilling to prep ground. I'm just using it as a mixing tool. And right now, I don't have a tiller. They're all broken. So I ended up at the end of the spring doing everything by hand.
You need one of those people who is as into machines as you are into gardening.
Yeah.
Every farm needs one of those.
Yeah. So it's what I would say about tilling seems to be a major problem, so I would do it as little as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's times that tilling is really the best way to turn in your cover crops.
Mm-hmm.
You mow them down and you till them in that way.
The rest, when you're working that soil in the spring, you just want to loosen it up and aerate it a little and supplement, not necessarily just go in and thrash the heck out of worms and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I noticed that because there was a little spot in my place that hadn't been tilled for a long time. And it seemed like you could hear the soil if you'd put your ear down there.
Yeah.
And then once you start really tilling it, those sounds are gone and it seems denser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lance, I wish you a beautiful solstice holiday season, and thank you for these seeds that you've planted in our minds for our gardening season coming up. And let's just hold out for that. I stuck some bulbs in the ground this winter.
Just, oh, good.
Just said, yep, give us a sign, early spring, you little hyacinths.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, you have a good day. Nice
All right.
talking to you.
All right. Lots
All
of blessings.
Right.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, as the worm turns, not sure which rendition it is, but now you have a few little tidbits when you're looking through your seed catalogs, and maybe now if you're really interested in this tilling and not tilling stuff, you can Google that and go down a big old rabbit hole while the daylight hours are so scarce and the darkness in the evening is so generous to you.